Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, MA History student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, and history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School. Today in Bajan History, February 2nd, the return of a Panama man. On this day, February 2nd, 1952, the Barbados Advocate carried a story on the return of one of the Panama migrants, Beresford Durant, who spent 42 years in Panama. The story gives us a rare insight into the lives of those Barbadians after the canal project had ended. An estimated 40,000 to 60,000 Barbadians ventured to the canal zone between 1904 and 1914 to provide labor for the construction of the canal. Many of them left in search for higher wages, as unemployment was high and poverty was rife in Barbados. Some laborers returned home with money that they would use to purchase land and a house. Others, like Beresford Durant, remained in Panama where they found employment. Born in 1899, Durant left Barbados in 1909 at the age of 20. After the construction had ended, Durant worked for the Americans as a painter, but fell ill and was placed in an institution. According to his story, his brother in Panama refused to assist him. After a protracted illness in January 1952, he returned to Barbados on the J.W. Rogers, with only $3 American in his pocket. Thinking that he was insane, he was immediately sent to the mental hospital, where he stayed 7 days before his release. Poverty-stricken, but still in his right mind, he was sent to the St. Michael Almshouse. On his return, he virtually had no known relatives. He had left a brother in Panama and had a sister in the United States, and reckoned that his other brother in Barbados was probably dead. With no pension and no known family, Durant had fallen on hard times. According to him, "I gave labor of my youth to the Americans." Durant's sad story, told on this day in the pages of The Advocate, is only one of the many such stories of Barbadians who returned home with very little to show after laboring in the mosquito-infested canal zone at the beginning of the 20th century.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.